On the topic of home foundations at Rosie on the House, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. I have the Rosie Certified Foundation Repair Specialist, Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solutions. Bob, thank you. I can tell by your attire you were busy somewheres.
Yes, we're doing some remodeling on our house in Phoenix.
Isn't that the great thing about radio?
Yeah.
You don't have to get dressed up. So you're like making, what are you doing there? It looks like you're working on some masonry is what it looks like to me.
Yes, I'm actually doing some custom concrete carving to make it look like stone.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks for interrupting that and coming down here and being on the show with us today. I want to talk a little bit about homeowners sitting in their homes looking at a crack, deciding, do I call a drywall repairman and a painter for that, or do I call a foundation repair specialist for that? How do you handle that first call? Because I have to believe y'all get dozens and dozens of phone calls of people that don't need foundation repair.
Well, we do, and it's you can't really diagnose it over the phone because people don't know what to look for and how to tell you. So we usually just send somebody out there to take a look at it first. I mean, you really need to have somebody eyeball it to see what they're talking about.
The eye of experience.
Right.
Okay. Correct me, and you can correct me on air. I usually tell people, look, if the crack is the width of pencil lead and it's been there a long time, you probably don't have a lot to worry about. Now, if it's the width of a pencil, we may need to get somebody out there and take a look at it.
Yeah, and it's somewhere between there. Like if you had a whole bunch of smaller cracks and they were all pointing the same direction and lots of things like that, then maybe, but essentially you're correct.
You start seeing that bubble along the angle tape between the ceiling and the wall, that's always a problem.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Something's moving there.
Yep.
So Romy, I know we've got a bunch of callers. Let's get them up and cue them in here because it's exactly what we're talking about, what Bob does during the week.
Some great questions, starting with Loretta and Cave Creek. Go ahead, ma'am.
Good morning. I am at Cave Creek in Thunderbird, and what my problem is, and I'm concerned about the foundation, is I live on the side of a hill. The wall, the retaining wall above me is damp with effervescence, and the wall below me is wet and getting wetter and with effervescence. And also I have some effervescence on my back patio and my front walk that looks like it starts from under the house.
Well, Loretta's jumping ahead because we were talking fissures, we were talking about subsidence, we were talking about rotty clays. I wanted to get to hillside homes a little bit later, but let's go ahead and jump into it now because that has to be a majority of your business.
We do get a lot of calls from hillside work because, frankly, well, when you build on the hill, you're going to have some cut and some fill, and the fill is usually a problem. You just can't really fill it in like Mother Nature. And we see a lot of problems with retaining walls in that sometimes they start to rotate, especially when they design them. They'll put one right on top of the other, and then they don't always design it like one big retaining wall, which is what you should do. And it overloads the walls, and they start to move. The moisture in the wall is probably not the same kind of thing. It probably just means they didn't get good waterproofing on the backside, and they didn't put good weep holes to allow the moisture to leak through the wall.
It's tough to waterproof a high retaining wall enough to stop efflorescence altogether. It can be done, but you do need it to weep from some place.
Right. I mean, that's why you install weep holes. I mean, you should have a lot of weep holes with rock pockets in back of them to catch that moisture and try to dump as much of it through the wall. Otherwise, you get hydrostatic buildup. Oh, man, I went and looked at a house on New Year's Eve. The whole wall collapsed, 10-foot high wall right into their neighbor's yard because of the hydrostatic buildup.
Retaining wall situation.
Yes.
Oops. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There goes that planter, right?
Right, yeah. What a mess.
Minor mudslide?
Pretty much. Major mudslide.
Well, Loretta, you can contact Arizona Foundation Solutions in Phoenix. That's 602-702-5390, or you can always find them at rosieonthehouse.com. That might be an opportunity for somebody with an experienced eye just to get out there and take a look at it. The efflorescence is not an indication of a structural problem.
That's correct. I mean, it's just you're going to get efflorescence all the time just about always. It's hard to stop, as Rosie said.
Yeah, it's the salt in our masonry products, and it is leached out by any time that masonry product is exposed to long-standing durations of water. It
Correct.
Brings the salt to the surface. That's why it's called the Salt River, where we get most of the aggregates that we manufacture our masonry products with. High salt content comes to the surface. Generally, you can clean it off with just a little vinegar, mild solution, or muriatic acid, but it is hard to really lock in there and not see it again and again.
That's correct. Sometimes it's easy to clean, and sometimes it's hard, depending on how if it's calcified or not.
But yeah, if it's calcified, then you're dealing with a different dog there.
Right.
Do we have time to sneak in one more caller, bud?
I believe Richard in Mesa wants to know if the cracks are in his home are a sign of some settling. Good morning, Richard.
Yes, good morning. I was calling. I've been in this home for about 16, 17 years, and I guess about 5, 6 years ago, I noticed on the master bedroom that there was a crack above the window going all the way to the top in the block, and then also developed below the window at the sill through the block and kind of L-shapes back and forth all the way down to the foundation. And then through the years, I've noticed like a couple more cracks in the block on the corner by the garage, and I'm not sure, is this the house settling? Is it something I need to be concerned about with the foundation? Because
okay.
The crack on the original
Hang on, Richard. Been in the house 17 years, I believe he said. Growing crack appearances across the house. We're going to get back and deal with Richard's house when we get back right after this. Richard, you hang on, buddy.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.